Like everything around the cost of living, the pain is being felt in the fishing industry. Their claim is they could be washed up within weeks over the cost of fuel. The trucking industry gets benefit of the fuel cut. So should fisheries, is the question. Craig Boots, the Managing Director of Westfleet Seafoods, and is with us. Craig, morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
So just to explain it to the rest of us, you don't get the same cut that the government announced for the other bulk users in agriculture and all that sort of stuff. You pay still the old retail price, is that right?
Now, we pay wholesale rates like the big users do too on the road users, but the issue is that we don't need road users to go to sea. And so all I'm saying is that when the government does the round next month, that they need to consider the farmers, the off-road users, of large users of fuel, they need to be considered that are employing a lot of people in New Zealand.
Why weren't they considered in the first place, do you think?
I have no idea. I just don't think that was considered. I think that they thought about the retail pump, and they thought about the goods getting in and out of the supermarkets, but not actually the goods being harvested at sea or on the farms.
It's a fairly fundamental flaw in their thinking, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, fuel is fuel, and when you use it, it costs, it's expensive.
I think we've become a little bit used to some of these fiscal decisions, Mike, and it doesn't come as any surprise the fishing industry. We're all absolutely dumbfounded when we watched the release a couple of months ago, or 6-7 weeks ago, and we're all a little bit floored. And, I heard you say before the fishing industry is in trouble. I think we're all prime ministries are in a certain amount of trouble at the moment. And, I don't want to moan about it. I'm not saying it's the government's fault where the fuel prices are. But what I'm saying is that we just need an even playing ground so we can get through these tough times.
I don't think many would disagree with you. But here's your problem, and primary industry all the same. So, I mean, we're getting good money. I mean, $3 billion for beef last month for the first time ever. So that's encouraging. But you can't pass on. I bought snapper the other day at $50-something dollars a kilo. You can't pass that on forever because people simply won't pay it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a protein source, and mum and dad will look for different sources. And we're completely aware of that. And, I did make a statement of doubling fish and chips, but, it was a little bit presumptuous. But at the end of the day, I wanted just the public to understand what the fishing industry is going through. You know, what the enemy? We're not the enemy. We are just trying to make a living like everybody else, and we just want fair play.
Are they listening, do you think?
Traditionally not. The fishing industry has always been put on the back foot a bit. It's the most regulated business in New Zealand. And even since the 1900s, we've been treated a little bit unfairly by governments and by the public. I think it's be great now to get some support from the New Zealand public to help us get through this. So no, definitely, I don't think there's. I think the hearing aids are turned off, but I like to turn them up.
Where's the staffing situation at? Is labour a problem?
We're on the west coast. Mike, we're pretty lucky down that way. It's a good work ethic down there, and we're pretty fortunate down that way. We're the second biggest employer on the West Coast, so we're in pretty good shape at the moment.
Good.
There's a lot of positives with the fishing industry. The fish stocks are in fantastic shape. We've got good staff, good machinery, but we just need some assistance and the cost of catching it.
Well, let's hope it comes your way. Craig, appreciate your time very much. Craig Boot, who's the Managing Director of Westfleet Seafoods.